Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buy a small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't buy what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on our show. She's already had her 23rd anniversary show with us back in December. She's almost as original as me to the show. We got her right out of junior high school. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. An organization I've been proud to tell you about all these years. Nobody on the planet, pound for pound, nobody works harder for you and your small business inside the Washington bubble than Karen Kerrigan, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. The Washington bubble. I like that, you know.
Yeah. God help you. God bless you and God help you because of all the hard work you're doing up there. One of the things that we had... prior to the Biden administration, you know, warts and all, the Trump administration, the one thing I have to say that the Trump administration did that we saw made manifest in the marketplace was he got government more out of our way than it's been almost in my lifetime. And now we have the Biden administration, and that seems to be completely being reversed. With all the extra spending, the talk of taxes, the Green New Deal, immigration, all this stuff seems to be the opposite of getting the government out of our way. What are you seeing up there in your part of the world?
Well, Jim, you know, I think you said it quite well. You know, the pendulum is vastly swinging and very quickly swinging in the other direction, not just a tiny pivot or a nip and tuck here on, you know, tax and regulatory policy. It's, you know, it's big time government intervention and intrusion. So, you know, we see that in some of these enormous spending packages because it's not just all about spending. It's also about massive policy changes and shifts that are embedded in some of these packages, like the proposed infrastructure package. And of course, tax increases to pay for that. But also, you know, just across the board, a lot of the freezing and the reversing, you know, of many of the regulatory improvements, modernization, right, accountability, transparency in the agencies that have been of benefit to small businesses. So, you know, Jim, it's a pretty massive shift. And this is what we're trying to warn them about, saying, look, you can have a great recovery underway, and particularly we're going to need that in the small business sector if you just sort of leave it alone, mm-hmm, and sort of let these policies continue from the past administration.
Well, here's the thing. What I want to ask them is, are you more interested in control or are you more interested in success? And when I say success, I mean, is that how you measure success? Do you measure success with control? But control without an underlying plan that works is unsustainable. All you have, you create mayhem and chaos. But if you can seek success, then you can. When I say success, I mean the natural law kind of success, like having a vibrant economy, people with jobs. That's the kind of success I'm talking about. If you're willing to go that route, you can wind up with all the control you want, but if you go for control first, the success is not going to follow, is it?
No, it's not. And you know, again, you know, investors, small businesses, new entrepreneurs, again, that's an area where we could see a potential boom because of, you know, all the individuals who filed business applications in 2020. They actually outnumbered 2019. You know, but are these people going to take the next step forward if there is so much control? You know, for example, the PRO Act, right? And also the PRO Act embedded.
Remind people what that is. Tell them what the PRO Act is.
Well, I mean, the big piece, and there's a lot of pieces, a lot of moving parts to it, but the big piece is it would eviscerate the independent contractor model.
Right.
If you don't work for an employer, or if you don't want to become an employer yourself, I mean, you pretty much can't work in the economy.
Well, this is modeling after California's AB5 bill that I've been warning people about for a year now.
Well, exactly, Jim, and it just runs against everything that technology is making possible, that, you know, the nimble economy is making possible, what businesses need sort of when they need it, you know, to order to
that
scale
may be,
and grow, whether
that, it's... That part of it, what you just said, may be the most dramatic example of what do you want. Do you want control or do you want success? Which one do you want? You can't have both. You can have control if you start with success, but you can't have control if you don't start with success. That's just the key, and I think the AB5 bill, the independent contractor bill, that I warned people about in my column in October about the Biden administration before the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.